the supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about hope for Allah. Be with us.
So far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and further away from you. Ooh, Allah.
today, Saturday is the 17th of the month of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of the month of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At the beginning of this episode, we listen to chapter Muhammad, verse 35.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فلا تهنوا وتدعوا إلى السلم وأنتم الأعلون والله معكم ولن يتركم أعمالكم.
So do not weaken and call for peace while you are superior, and Allah is with you and will never deprive you of the reward of your deeds.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Believers are not supposed to be weak, since steadfastness and endurance are the prerequisites of triumph. Thus, Muslims are supposed to enhance their morale and remind themselves of their values. The verse encourages believers that they are not supposed to be weak.
Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah.
You're listening to the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're speaking about hope for Allah. Hope is the exception of a dear thing, the arrangement of which are already done, such as hope for the yield of a land after it was seeded, watered, and superintended. In case the agreements of a things are not done, hope for it will be foolhardiness, just like hope for the yield of a derelict land that was not superintended properly. Hope, furthermore, is the second wing with which, along with fear, the believers fly in the horizons of the obedience of Allah. Although fear and hope support each other in the disciplining the believers, hope is sweeter and fresher than fear because its source is trust in Allah and the assurance of the extent of His mercy. To obey out of hope is better than obeying out of fear. In view of that, good tidings of hope are carried through numerous texts from the Quran and Sunnah. Sayyid Jawad Al-Ghazwini.
From the moment we wake up in the morning until the moment we go to sleep, there's one thing that makes life worth living. There's one thing that allows us to deal with the ups and downs of life. There's one thing that motivates us to continue to achieve success. Hope. Hope is the most beautiful thing in life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an eminent promise within the Holy Quran. He promises that every one of us, since the beginning of time, since the creation of Adam, until the very last human being, will be tested, will be challenged. He states, وَقَوْلُهُ الْحَقِّ وَوَعْدُهُ صِدْقٍ وَلِنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. You'll be tested in different ways. By starvation, by hunger, by fear, by natural disasters. You'll be tested in your wealth, you'll be tested in your health, you'll be tested within your family, you'll be tested in many ways. And no one is an exception to this promise by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then He says, وَبَشِّرَ الصَّابِرِينَ, and give glad tidings to the hopeful ones, to ones with patience. الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Those who state, to Allah we belong. What does this mean? To Allah we belong. and means that we trust what Allah created us. He did not create us to put us in difficulty. He is more merciful to us than our parents. He's more merciful to you than your own mother. He's more merciful unto you than your own self. Therefore, Allah didn't create us and put us out here to throw us in booby traps. Allah didn't create us just for the challenge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to allow us to feel and to gain His love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when creating us, wasn't playing dice. While there are illegitimate children, according to religious law, all children are welcomed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are cared for by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Musa was going on his journey to meet his Lord, an elderly comes to him and he says to him, "Oh Musa, where are you going?" Musa says, "I'm going to meet Allah, to speak to Allah, to have a conversation with the Creator, with the Almighty." So he says, "Musa, tell him that I hate him. I have nothing to do with him." Musa was given an appointment of 30 days, and the 30 days were extended by 10 days. So for 40 days, Musa was having conversations with the Almighty Allah. On the last day, Allah says, "Musa, is there a message for me?" And Musa was shy to deliver the message. And he says, "Oh Allah, a man gave you such a message, a disrespectful one." Allah says, "Musa, tell this man that as long as I created you, I will take care of you. As long as I created you, I am responsible for your food and for your shelter and for your safety."
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Let's look at the relationship between hope and success. Everyone looks towards his or her future life either by planning or by daydreaming about what can happen. Human beings live with hope and struggle. A mother feeds her baby with hope. A farmer plants his seed with hope. A young man marries with hope of a family and prosperous future and independence from his family. A patient who places himself in the hands of surgeons and takes bitter medicine lives with hope. In short, success and joy in material and intellectual matters is due to hope for the future, because human nature is based on hope. This nature changes when the human deviates from his origin path and becomes hopeless and disappointed. إكرامي سيد الأكوان هو المنان إني رب عظيم ليس لي رب سوى هو الرحمن.
You are the source of all power, my need in my darkest hour, my Lord.
IRIB English Radio, today's special, and some tips for remaining hopeful. Grieving. It is hope that you look to when, for example, you have lost a loved one, being the victim of a crime, being diagnosed with a serious illness, lost your career, or ended a marriage. In these types of situations, there is a huge amount of grief, and that, in turn, can lead to a whole gamut of emotions such as fear, anxiety, anger, sadness, rage, and depression. The decision to hope happens within this gritty and dark time. Hope is not a denial of what you are feeling or about putting on a happy face. Hope is about feeling the emotions associated with your loss, but not letting them get so out of control that they completely overwhelmed you and keen you stuck. For some, this transition may happen naturally. For others, it may be necessary to seek professional help in order to get to a place where future possibilities and opportunities can be seen and acted.
Life has many tests, has many ups and downs, it has good and bad. But what motivates us to continue? What motivates us to achieve success? What motivates us to wake up in the morning and get ourselves out of bed is hope. Allah created this hope as the most beautiful thing in life, and He gave hope to everyone, even animals. If you open the heart of a mother looking at her child, you'll find hope. If you open the heart of an employee, within it you find hope for a raise. If you open the heart of a writer, you find that there is hope for a bestseller. And so on and so forth. Every existence alive has hope. Even animals. Traditions say when an animal looks at his owner, he has hope that this owner will be a good owner, will take care of him. A child looking at his father, looking at his mother, always has hope. A child looking at his teacher, as his elders, onto his elders, always has hope.
On this episode of today's special, we spoke about hope for Allah, and generally, our topic was about hope. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. Till then, fi amanah.
From the wind to the trees, to the buzzing of the bees, Ya Rabbil Alameen, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabbil Alameen, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Ya Rabbil Alameen, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. عليه صلاة الله عليه بركة الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله عليه صلاة الله عليه بركة الله
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and here are some thought-provoking words that will surely benefit all of us, as expounded by the first infallible successor of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, as he used to say when passing by markets. O tradesmen, seek good from God before doing anything else. Seek blessing by dealing with people leniently. Come near to the purchasers. Adorn yourselves with clemency. Avoid swearing. Avoid telling lies. Be away from oppression. Be fair with the oppressed. Do not approach usury. Give a full measure. Weigh things with a right balance. Do not wrong men of their things. And do not act corruptly in earth, making mischief.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio.
please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful hadith and tradition which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding prostration or sujood. We have many traditions regarding the virtue of prostration and sajda, which have been narrated from our infallible imams and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of these traditions seem to indicate and allude to something similar, and that is that prostration is a state in which man can achieve the highest degree of proximity and qurb to Allah Ta'ala. In this tradition that we're going to be reciting for you and reading for you today, the Imam, basing himself upon this truth and this verity, the Imam makes a recommendation to one of his companions. Right? So it's almost as if this companion wanted to ask, what is this state in which I am closest to Allah? Tell me this so that I know in which state I should pray. Obviously, when man achieves a high degree of proximity to God, that's the time when a person should ask and request Allah for something. Right? I mean, there's more chances of the person's request and prayer being answered at that time. Right? So this person asks the Imam regarding this. Let's see what the Imam says. Imam Sadiq was once asked by Sa'id ibn Yasar, one of his companions, whether he should supplicate in the state of prostration or in the state of bowing. To which he, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, replied in the following manner, supplicate while prostrating. For verily, the nearest the servant can ever be to Allah is in the state of prostration. So supplicate for your worldly needs as well as for your life in the hereafter. In a similar tradition from Imam Sadiq is narrated, has been reported to have said, prostration is the highest degree of worship that man can perform. And Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, nothing can bring about proximity to Allah, glory be to him, except an abundance of prostration and bowing. So in this last tradition, we see that Imam Ali mentions two things, ruku, bowing, and sajda or prostration. These two are states in which man is in an extreme state of proximity and closeness to God. But out of these two states, prostration brings about a further state of proximity to God, as we've narrated from the tradition of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Obviously, this qurb is not a physical qurb or proximity. It's a spiritual qurb or proximity, because we know that, first of all, God is not a physical being, so he's not physically close or distant from us. At the same time, we know that God Almighty is always near to us. So when we say that we become closer to God, what it really means is that we become aware of the fact that God is already proximate and close to us. And the highest degree in which this can be achieved is in the state of prostration. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at prostration in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم.
So welcome back, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Thanks for being with us. So we are going to practice Suratul Mulk, page 560 to Suratul Mulk, inshallah. So remember that the topic that we focus on is improving our reading, right? Our fluency. So we said, if you want to read the Quran Karim fluently without any mistake, yes? So first, you have to know the alphabet letters, the harakat, vowel letters, okay? Short vowel sounds, long vowel sounds, tashdeed, sukoon, fathatain, okay, kasratain, bammatain, qalqala, these things, the things that we, so far we had been practicing, yes, in this class, in level 1 of reading the Quran Karim. So now it's time to go on the Quran and practice this. So now together, all the ayah up to here.
الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا.
الذي
recite once, one by one, yes.
الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا.
أحسن من هل سي.
الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا.
سائر صلوات فر منها.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
That was great. Yes.
Yes.
ليبلوكم was the most difficult word here. Okay, but he did it well.
Okay.
So. طيب الله أنفاسكم يا شيخ.
Do you know what that means, actually?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Go on.
الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا.
أحسنوا عملا.
أحسنوا.
That was good.
أحسنوا عملا.
Yes. Okay, next part. وهو الغفور.
وهو الغفور.
وهو العزيز الغفور.
وهو العزيز الغفور.
Now it is easy for you, yes? Okay, we don't go, okay, we are going to fluently read, okay? We don't want to separate them, okay? So next ayah, Minha Hussein recite.
So we didn't
it is the same as the previous ayah. Next
so
ayah,
we didn't read the whole entire ayah.
That's okay, because we paused. Go on. Yeah, yeah, the same ayah. The next ayah.
الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ تِبَاكًا مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الْكِرَّحْمَنِ مِنْ تَفْعُوتٍ فَرْجِعِ الْبَسَرَ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ Futur.
Ahsan, he has really improved.
Yeah.
In just one session. That's so nice. He's so smart. Really smart. Okay.
Not in math.
So, Mahdi.
الذي خلق سبعة سماوات. No, سبعة سماوات.
Oh, join them. Join the sounds. الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا. طباقا ما ترى. Go on. الذي
ترى في خلق
الذي
okay,
wait, where are you pointing?
Separate the
move
sound.
Your hand.
Separate the sounds, no problem.
الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق خلق الرحيم
الإفلام then after الإفلام را شمس شمسي
oh yeah no خلق
خلق نو خلق
خلق خلق الرحمن نو
خلق
الرحمن من
خلق الرحمن نو خلق الرحمن
خلق الرحمن
it means مخلوق الرحمن it means the creature I mean the creatures of Allah
well you know a lot of Arabic
good
ين
من
خلق الرحمن من
من ين قال
huh? No, no, the...
Sorry, there's no
noon. No, you skipped one line.
Oh, wait, yeah. Na...
Min tafawut.
Min tafawut.
You're qari.
Separate the sounds.
Tafawut.
Yes.
Tafawutin fa... فرجع البصرة البصرة هل ترى
فرجع when you connect that عين with لام do not repeat ألف لام again البصرة
فرجع البصرة هل ترى من
separate the sound فطور now read together
فطور means breakfast
oh, yeah okay فرجع البصرة read together
فرجع البصرة فرجع البصرة هل ترى من فطور
أحسن again
فرجع البصرة هل ترى فطور
no read correctly and fluently be careful okay the speech should not be your criteria okay speech should not be important for you the first time okay reading correctly should be important for you okay fluently for example I can read it this way
فرجع
البصرة هل ترى من فطور but it might be wrong okay You have to read it correctly and fluently.
Let's recite the Quran.
بسم ربك الذي خلق
فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور right محمد يحيى read this ayah
the whole entire thing
الذي خلق سبع سماوات تباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت تفاوت فرجع البصر هل ترى من فطور
أحسن را has elevation sound yes
فرجع البصر هل ترى من فطور
ترى
من فطور
أحسن repeat after me now الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا
الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا
Why'd you stop?
Because Tanwin is there, yeah? Tanwin Fatha, we said if you want to stop, Tanwin Fatha changes to Alif, right? Minhan Hussein? Our brothers and sisters say we do not hear you.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, brothers and sisters.
Okay, this time you will recite louder, yes? So, الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا
الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا
Elevation. Awesome letter.
Awesome.
Okay. Next one. Man
tara fi khalqir rahman min tafawut. Man tara fi khalqir rahman min tafawut.
ما ترى في خلق الرحمن تفاوت
أحسن Be careful, okay? You have to pay attention to the long vowel sounds. I mean, alif maddi, waw maddi, ya maddi. Dagger alif, alif maqsura, these things, okay? For example, tafawut, no. Tafawut, dagger alif is there, right? Do you see a dagger alif on the top of fa? Small alif.
You. Oh, the sad one? You mean this one?
No, that's small alif. The baby alif.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's alif madi. That's alif madi.
The baby that has a big
That's
bagel.
Alif madi then. So next part. فَارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورٍ
فَارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ
So here I will tell you one very good an important point, okay? That is, if you want to improve your reading, okay, fluency, beside these rules, these things that I told you, you have to listen to a qari or a reciter as well, okay, Mehdi? So the reciter who recites slowly, not fast.
No.
Minshawi recites faster a little, okay? But Khalil al-Husari recites slower, okay?
And Mustafa...
He recite this way, Mustafa like us. Ma'ayid? Like, no. Look, he recite this way. ثُمَّ رُجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِئًا وَهُوَ حَسِيرٌ
So what we can also...
Slowly, yes?
Sir, but also...
He reads like...
So also we can do this. If like we can also read from Abdul Basit, but we can bring the speed low.
Yeah, you can do it. So it's but for learning, okay, fluent learning, okay. Khalil Husari is the first step, okay. That the teachers usually say, okay. The teachers usually recommend the students, okay.
Sir, but
so after for example many days, many months, okay, that you practiced with Khalil Husari, then you can go and listen to Minshawi. All right, Siddiq Minshawi. So, you can start with Khalil al-Husari. He is reciting that the same as I recited, okay? This way, with this speed, not too much. Khalil, Minshawi recite this way. ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير.
I like how you read سورة النور.
Okay, this way. He recites with a speed a little, okay?
I like how the Messiah
reads for a step two, I mean, okay?
Sir, but the most speed... The guy that reads...
No, in Tartil. In Tartil, he recites this way. So, let's recite Surah Al-Kawthar together. Well, inshallah, we'll finish this session. Okay? A'udhu billahi minash-shaytanir rajim. Faster, okay? Faster.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna a'tayna.
Faster.
Kawthar.
Fasalli li rabbika wanhar.
Fasalli li rabbika wanhar.
Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar.
Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar.
Abtar?
Abtar.
Sir, you said
Abtar.
I said,
oh, don't worry. Sadaqallahu al-aliyyul-azim.
Sadaqallahu al-aliyyul-azim.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio
and
International School Network. Mahdi al-Husseinan, Muhammad Yahya Ja'fari, Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Ja'fari, and Amir al-Hussein. And yeah, somehow me as well. Habibullah Fasizada. Thank you so much. God bless you, inshallah. See you, inshallah, in the next session. Our first level one. Sessions for reading learning how to read the Quran Kareem has ended. Inshallah, we'll see you in our level 2 of learn how to read the Quran Kareem. There are some rules left, okay? Inshallah, we will do it. Thank you so much. Recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala
Muhammad.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي
وعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the Kumail supplication. وَخَدَعَتْنِ الدُّنْيَا بِغُرُورِهَا وَنَفْسِي بِخِيَانَتِهَا وَمِطَالِي. And the world with its delusions deceived me, وَنَفْسِي بِخِيَانَتِهَا, and my soul with its offenses and my daily dallying have deceived me. In the previous episodes regarding this part of the Kumail supplication, we discussed the phenomenon of soul. We try to have a look at the concept of soul from different perspectives. And we concluded that in general, if our soul, if the desires of soul are not reigned, it would change into lust. And if wisdom is not to control this lust, it transgresses. It leads to insanity. And this insanity will be visible throughout the people's behaviors, throughout their purposes, and throughout their lifestyles. The Almighty Allah has created the human beings with different desires. In the previous episode, we discussed some of them. Now, for example, let's consider freedom. Freedom is another instance of desires that the Almighty Allah has created. Freedom is the fruit of life, and it is the prerequisite of all humans' wills. Because freedom it is that prevents the human beings from being limited by others' wills. But this innate tendency should be used wisely. This want of freedom, this blessing of freedom, if it is used excessively, it leads to chaos. And if it is inadequately used, it will cause captivity. It will cause you to be oppressed. Another example is the instinct of loving wealth. It is a decent one to the extent that it does not lead to malice on one hand, and illegal activities such as theft and gambling to gain it on the other. So the best position in relationships with others is good morality, which should be kept in a moderate state, not to violate anyone's rights.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements. And my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
All these desires, like sociability and happiness, they are put in the nature of human beings, and they are good and acceptable
to the extent that they do not turn into unsuitable mockery. You are allowed to be happy and you are made to be happy absolutely in hereafter and to some extent in this world. But it is only acceptable if you are not violating the rights of some others. Mentioning friends' virtues is encouraging them to goodness, but it should not lead to flattery. So this is the kind of perspective, this is the kind of description that Islam has got from the different desires. These desires are all controlled by the self, by the soul, and if they are reigned by wisdom, logic, and intellect, they can be put to good use. The Holy Quran has also got some descriptions for the soul that emerge due to human inattention to the religious and moral facts. Sometimes it is referred to as the carnal soul, or the corrupting soul, or the reducing soul. Now, let's have a look at some of these Quranic verses containing the descriptions of the soul. For example, the Holy Quran says, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Most surely, man's soul is prone to evil. إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Unless my word do bestow his mercy. Or elsewhere it says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّهَا. And he will indeed fail who corrupts the soul. Or it says, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ. And who forsakes the religion of Abraham, but he who makes himself a fool. So this is the kind of fooling soul that the Holy Quran is describing. Brothers and sisters, we will, God willing, continue to discuss this part of the Kumayasa application in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio. This man changed the world. Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar, Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar. Our bosses couldn't cope with the idea
of an 80-year-old Ayatollah, which they didn't even know what an Ayatollah was, who lived on garlic and onions and yogurt, directing a revolution that was about to topple America's most important ally.
ملت ایران ملت معجزه آسای قرن است.
الله اکبر خمینی رهبر. الله اکبر خمینی رهبر. الله اکبر خمینی رهبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. In the name of Allah, the exalted, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Salam, hello and welcome to our audience, and particularly a warm welcome to our listeners of our program, The Man Who Changed the World, and of course, as I say, who changed all our tomorrows. The program is dedicated to the great soul of Imam Khomeini. May God be pleased with him. And, of course, we have been discussing in the last three programs different aspects of his personality. We've been looking at the sources as to what formed those characteristics, those virtues in this great personality, and how he has shaped not only the events, the historic and epic events in what happened in the Islamic Republic and the formation of the Islamic Republic. Of course, these are separate issues that need to be discussed later on at length as to the actual events of what of the Islamic Revolution that took place here. But of course, Imam himself said that this is an Islamic revolution. An Islamic revolution means that this is a complete reformation of our understanding of not only the religion of Islam, but our understanding of God. And it was not only for Muslims, but it was for non-Muslims as well and for the people of the book. And we are going to look into aspects in this program about the Imam, which defined his divine characteristics. And, you know, we've discussed with our guest, Dr. Hassani, on this program about simplicity, virtues of honesty, and looking at purity of intention and will and determination. And we also talked about this divine courage which stems from faith. So first of all, I'd like to welcome Dr. Hassani again to the program to help me discuss these wonderful attributes of the Imam.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, great. Thank you for being on the program. Dr. Hassani, take us a little bit further now on this aspect of purity of intention. Sincerity, something I think lacking, something that's pretty much lacking in most Muslim societies, this concept of sincerity. I mean, there's a big aspect to this, and you could see that sincerity in Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, immediately. I mean, it was not something that, you know, you needed to, as in the words of this journalist who wrote this book, My Beautiful Experience, I'm talking about this man, Robin Woodrose. He says that, you know, I came to, like most journalists do, they came to our country to find out who's the leader and to do a bit of research on the man to find out what is his weaknesses, what are his strengths, what are his characteristics. But he says, I didn't need to do any of that. I just looked at him and my questions were answered. Is that the purity of sincerity?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Good subject. We need to think about it again and try to talk about it as simple as
we
possible.
Can. Yeah. Without, without clouding the issue.
Right.
Yeah.
On the issue of purity of intention, again, goes back to the definition. If you know who you are, if you know your limit,